Welcome to R&B, Rhythm and Blues, and Richard and Bob. And this is our podcast coming to you, streaming from the Catalyst. And that's what we hope to be, catalysts.
We will be the catalyst.
We is.
The we catalyst. Is.
And so my good friend here and I have decided to do this podcast where we talk about, hopefully, delicious things and equally delicious people. Mm-hmm. And today our guest is going to be Brian, whom Rich will interview. And so, Rich, think about three things really delicious you've done in the last week, making the very first thing third, and start with two things that are not Santora Fitness.
Two things. Delicious. Well, let's see. Not related to Santora Fitness. Well, man, that's my life, man. That's my life.
I know. Then start with Santora Fitness.
All right, we'll start with one Santora Fitness. Well, we had our grand opening.
Oh, and it was grand.
It was grand. Had a good little turnout. Close friends and family. Can't complain. You know? You were there?
Yes.
Jamie was there?
And just attending it, I felt fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Second Amendments.
Yes.
Keep those covered up, man.
You released a little promo video.
Oh.
On your webpage.
I did. And it was a good one.
Yeah, he's all sort of...
My buddy Koji at Optimal Cinema. Shout out to Koji for hooking me up on that video. You can go check it out on Santora Fitness Instagram page. Smash the like button, I guess is what you're supposed to say.
Yeah, I picked this up off of the interwebs.
The interwebs. And then the last thing is that my dad is finally working out with me full time.
Well, I know what that must be like.
So
Richard is what you call a task master, with the emphasis on task and master. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, so it's just been really nice having him in the gym. He's not one to really like fitness. He's never been a fit guy, so it's kind of new to him. But it's been real nice to have him in there and seeing what he's capable of. It's been pretty cool to watch him grow. And he started with knee pain, and now he no longer has knee pain. So obviously what we're doing is working.
So we'll call you the miracle worker.
They do say the miracle
okay.
worker.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
So, Bob, I would say, what was your three things that were so delicious and delectable this week?
Well, I finished a script, a choreo poem that I'm doing for a collaboration that I'm co-curating at the Dalí Museum. And I will also be doing some kind of fete with the mayors from that location. And then I wrote this choreo poem, which I finished, and I found a guy to play the djembes, the drums, the African drums. And I also have a upright bassist.
Nice.
And I did have Sharon Scott to do the vocals, but I'm going to get somebody else.
Me. Right.
Do you sing?
I dabble. In the shower.
Well.
When nobody's home.
Okay. Well, then.
And nobody's listening.
Well, then, no. But if there's any singers out there, please give them a shout. And so that was the one thing that was really great. The exit thing was this past weekend, the weekend of your grand opening, on the Saturday and the Sunday, we had dinner plans, but mostly we were home all day. That never happens. In fact, I often think we should rent out the house during the days, you know, from 9 to about 6. But so it was just odd being at home and watching the bay turn all its different colors, and that was sort of nice. And then amongst my friends, they tease me because I have like a birthday month. And so they
had, that's true.
So they had a birthday dinner where my friend Michelle made a German chocolate cake, which is like the best cake in the world.
You didn't save me a piece?
Just I'm going to make one.
Oh, I'm still waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so so those were, you know, some of the basic, fun, life-affirming things, which is another trip around the sun, as they say. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what that means, but I've heard people say it. And then the German chocolate cake, and then this exhibition that I'm co-curating opens this week at the Dalí. And we'll have something about it more extensively in upcoming iterations of the podcast.
But I'm excited for this play because you've told me nothing. You've kept it secret.
No.
You've just told me you've been working on it. You've told me nothing about it.
Well, okay. Well, it's a choreo poem, which means it's not a straight narrative. It's poetic, and it has music, and it has movement.
Movement?
So that's why.
You mean song and dance?
Well, song, not necessarily co-mingled with the dance, but you will get some song, and you will get some percussive, dance with these three actors, Carlos, Kingsley, and Edward.
Well, very nice.
Yeah, so, and see, do you know Saida bin Judah? Yes, Saida bin Judah is taking care of the costumes, and it's really quite nice. What I'm really excited about, someone that you didn't introduce me to directly, but I approached him through you, which is Brian, who's going to be our musical entertainment. And before he comes on, if I was to say to you, sing your favorite moment of the past 2 weeks, what song would it be?
What song would it be? It would be Till I Collapse by Eminem.
Oh, thank you for making an Eminem.
Yeah.
And thank you for, how does it go?
Oh man, you don't want me to do that.
Well, if it's rap, you can do it. Because you're going to ask me the same thing and I'll think of something.
Well, you're going to have to think of an Eminem song too. Right? You're thinking about it in your head right now, aren't you?
Yes.
What is it?
Guess who's back? Back again.
Little do you know, every time we walk in the gym, every time, he asked me to put Eminem on just to get him ready to go.
Yes, because, you know, as you work on your Second Amendment, you need some First Amendment tunes to get you in the right headspace. And I am. And also, you know, when you're an absolute beginner, I know we've been working now 7 months or eight, so.
It's longer than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would think that'd be
I might be right. No, it's been longer than that because it was right after
COVID. I was in July.
Mm-hmm.
So, of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at any rate, I don't mind being an absolute beginner because I definitely see progress.
Yeah, me too. You're not a beginner anymore.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. So, I did the little Guess Who's Back. Did you do any of yours?
No, I didn't. On purpose.
Okay, very good. Rich will not be cajoled this week, but that's okay. There's always next
week. There's always next week.
So we're going to take a slight pause and come back with Brian.
Yeah.
And I've been in the...
The better looking of the three.
Yeah, absolutely. In the green room, and he's been warming up.
What's up, Brian? Welcome, dude.
Yeah, man.
Nice view, right?
Yeah, does it get any better than that?
No, dude. You get to see a piece of St. Pete you never had before.
No, I've never been this high anywhere in St. Pete.
Yeah, it's cool.
So yeah, you could charge for this, probably.
Yeah, you could. You could. So I met Brian down at Southside Coffee, which is next to Munch's on 4th Street, South St. Pete. He makes the best coffee down there with his cohort, Sheila.
Oh, yeah.
But other than coffee, he plays a mad guitar. So that's what he's going to do for us here. So basically, I'm just going to ask you, what got you into music, dude? Did you do it from, like, the moment you got out of the womb or what?
Yeah, I mean, well, I always, I started when I was 13 in orchestra, believe it or not. Playing the upright bass.
Really?
Yeah, the big...
Dude, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was... and I, you know, as soon as I got the thing, it was just... I mean, it was game on.
Yeah.
So...
You just knew.
Yeah, I have, you know, what I can call a reverse memory, you know?
Explain that. I don't know what that is.
You know, it's hard to explain because it doesn't really make any sense.
Okay, but, do your best, man.
But basically... you know, you have that feeling sometimes when you do things that you know you're going to do it forever, you know?
Okay. I get what you mean.
Right? It just felt so natural. And I just started playing, and that's all I ever wanted to do.
It's really cool, dude.
From that point on.
Now you made it kind of a career, right? I mean, and then barista-ing is just to pay the bills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that feeling. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to do with music? What do you want to try to blow up and be the next, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely too old for that sort of thing.
No, not true. Cool. I don't know about that. You definitely got the skill, you know?
I have a family, and so right now I'm just trying to balance the music with providing for my kid.
I get that.
You know, and right now it's all about the kid and, making sure she has, the best life.
Absolutely.
I mean, we had her. It wasn't like I was, 20 when we had her.
Right.
You know, we had plenty of time to think about it.
Yeah.
And, I have no illusions of what it takes to
yeah,
do
right.
that. So,
yeah.
It's a balance, but, I just want to stay productive.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
That's productive.
You never know, man. You may be seen on this and you just skyrocket. So I guess before we let you get into the music, I got to ask you one more thing. So you work down at Southside, right? So what do you love most about, I guess, St. Pete in general, but you're in the middle of the city because you're a barista in a very popular coffee shop. So you kind of get to see a lot of different parts of St. Pete. You get a lot of different walks of life of people that come in there. So I guess what I'm going to ask you is, what is the part of St. Pete that you love the most?
Well, I tell you, I lived in Sarasota first. We moved from Atlanta went to Sarasota.
I didn't know that.
And we would come and visit St. Pete, and I was just like, wow, man, people are so friendly here. You know, it's like, it reminded me a lot of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, people are open, and...
it's that Southern hospitality, man.
Right.
It's funny, when you were in the green room, me and Bob, that's what we were talking about. I was like, when I went to Colorado, you don't get to talk to the barista. You don't strike up a conversation with them, even though you don't know them.
Right.
You know?
No, I loved how friendly it was and open and also mixed and eclectic.
Yeah.
It's so different than any other place I've been in Florida.
It's great for musicians and artists and,
right.
you know, people are, like you said, eclectic people. It definitely has that. And I'm from a place that does not have eclectic people.
Right. Where are you from?
Panama City.
Panama City.
Yeah, dude. Everyone's kind of cookie cutter there. Everyone's kind of the same.
Right.
But... well, cool. Well, can we hear Brian play a guitar?
Yeah, I'll play some guitar.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's play. You ripped the guitar.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, but I'm not willing to go that far. I just wanna be left alone. And I can see the rain clouds forming. And I can see the butterflies in your eyes. Never wonder why we even bother. Never wonder why we even try. Time keeps moving forward. forward, pressured with regret. Simple pleasures were all we're really after. Smoke a drink and a little laughter. And I can see the rain clouds forming. And I can see the butterflies in your eyes. And never wonder why we even bother. Never wonder why we even try. This is why we have to try. I don't want to say goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye. God curse these tears I've shed. I'll regret this lie until I'm dead. But pain is better mixed with pleasure. Throw in a touch of shame for extra measures. And I can see the rain clouds forming. I can see the butterflies in your eyes. Never wonder why we even bother. Never wonder why we even try. Why we have to try. Cause I don't want to say goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye.
So what about Brian, man? Good, right?
He's delicious. But, you know, Brian is an exemplar of what this community has, which the bench is deep.
It's musician. What I say is Southside, you know, because that's where I met him, you know, Southside Coffee, you know, best coffee in the hood, right next to the Munches. But, yeah, I met him down there, and he just gave off that vibe of, like, everything I love about this city is kind of wrapped up in him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, what did you think?
Well, you're right. And, but not only you're right, I think it says something. You know, what's magical about living in St. Petersburg is the dirt. The dirt upon which we stand, which we plant things in, which we pull out of for sustenance, and the First Nation people, I've said this to you before, and if I haven't, just nod along as if I had. They knew that the dirt was special. They built their mounds around them. There's mm-hmm. still some extant around. And every city is unique. Paris, Los Angeles, Tokyo, London. But every city, if they're lucky, fortunate, go through a period of being special.
And I think we've had that period for a long time.
Yes, I was going to say at least well over a decade, mm-hmm. and we still haven't hit the zenith.
Nope.
So
not yet.
Business is opening, more people coming to town,
yep.
more people getting fit,
yep.
more people saying hello to their neighbor and all of that. So that's what R&B is.
You that know? Is. It's trying to be. That's what I found when I went. If you ever travel outside of the state and you ever go anywhere away from the South, and I don't want to just say the South, but particularly, you know, this kind of area of Florida and, you know, the bigger metropolitan areas. If you go away from that and you go more centralized in the country, I went to Colorado, and the people there are just, they're not, you don't just walk into a coffee shop and say hello to the barista like you would do at Kraft. You know, it's like if I walked into Kraft and I never had been there before, yeah, right? Any of those. If I walk into any of those establishments, first time being there, I could strike up a conversation with one of the people that work there, no problem. They would reciprocate, they would be nice, right? Carry on the conversation. What I found when you leave and you go somewhere like Colorado or New York or, you know, it gets a little bit less hospitality and a lot more just business.
Well,
you lose that warm, kind of kind feeling that you want to just kind of hang out and chat for a little while, you know?
Which is what those third spaces are really terrific at.
Well, I think that's what this city is good at. It provides the platform for everyone to just be open and to talk to everybody.
Okay.
And everyone's so happy that they're able to.
So, Monday, Tuesday, happy days. Wednesday, Thursday, happy days. These days are happy days. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And some point in the very next future, you'll see R&B coming at you from the Catalyst.